Last night, Southern California was shaken by a 7.1 magnitude earthquake. It's the second quake to hit the region since Thursday. Residents in Kern County have been reeling from the effect of both quakes. Fire Chief Anthony Romero is on the line to give us the latest. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
So what kind of damage are you seeing? You're right there in the middle of it.
Currently, right now, I haven't really been able to see a lot of damage. Pretty much a lot of infrastructure, mobile homes have been kind of damaged in certain ways. We do have a strike team of USAR engines and also Type 1 engines here, which we're also doing what they call a triage. So we're going to be triaging a lot of the areas to where if we find some infrastructures that are harmful to the citizens, we're going to be reporting it and trying to see if there's anybody trapped or non-trapped. Currently, we have no reports of any fatalities. We did have some minor injuries, but the majority of it has been more of gas leaks, more of gas mains, your gas meters in your homes.
Well, you know, how much of this damage from last night has been piled up from the 4th of July, Thursday, 6.4 quake?
Well, we've had multiple structures in different times. So we've had some houses that have burnt down. In fact, this morning, the guys just got a call for another structure fire. So we have multiple engines going to that call currently as we speak. So it's an ongoing deal to where either it's a gas main or something that's just happening to where it's sparking off. So it's a continuous deal, 24 hours.
So also rock slides as a result of last night's quake. That's what we've been hearing. Closing some access to towns there, like the town of Trona and Kern River Canyon.
So Trona, what we had is where some of the roads have been cracked or separated. Off of 178 going towards Lake Isabella, we did have some rock slides that we did close down the area. CHP did close down the area so that way they can keep people from going in, because we don't know about the stability of the mountains. And there have been significant amount of large rocks that have hit the 178 roads.
No deaths, thankfully, so far have been reported. But we have heard that people were sleeping outside last night after the quake hit. What was that like?
So currently, it was kind of scary. We did have some power outages out here, and people were sleeping outside. We do have some areas from where Red Cross has been able to accept individuals. So we do have open facilities at the Kerr at Kerr McGee Center in Borough High School. So people are there. They're scared. They're a little bit nervous, but we do have a continuous amount of people here to protect them, to protect the city and protect the town. We're here to support the city of Ridgecrest, and we're going to continue supporting them until this incident stops.
Fire Chief Anthony Romero of Kern County, where the quake hit hardest. It's about 100 miles north of Los Angeles. Thank you for talking with us.
You're very welcome.